AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A day after a gunman shot up police headquarters in Dallas, police are still piecing together what may have sparked the wild street battle that ended with the death of the suspect. He has been tentatively identified as James Boulware, and a man identified as his father tells AP he doesn't believe his son wanted this to happen.
I don't think he really meant to kill anybody or that he was going to get in. He couldn't shoot a building up and drive off and nobody catch him.
He says his son had strong feelings against law enforcement after he lost custody of his son. During the showdown with police, a police cruiser was rammed by a van. Shots were fired at the police headquarters and several explosive devices were found in the van and around the shooting scene. Nerves are strained for the people who live near a maximum security prison more than a week after two convicted murderers escaped.
The manhunt for David Sweat and Richard Matt forced the cancellation of a fundraiser by the volunteer fire department in Katyville, New York.
Very important to us, but honestly feel that it is the only decision to make for the sake of public safety.
Chuck Kostick is event organizer. Shelley St. Denis says she has felt like a prisoner in her own home, and it's unnerving.
You just don't know. These people have nothing to lose. You know, you're afraid to be in your house and have someone coming in at you. That has nothing to lose.
About 800 officers are involved in the search for the escapees. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hillary Clinton held her first major rally in her bid for the White House. She told supporters in New York Saturday she wants to be the champion of the middle class.
It's America's basic bargain. If you do your part, you ought to be able to get ahead. And when everybody does their part, America gets ahead, too.
On the Republican side of things, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush officially announces his presidential campaign tomorrow. This is AP Radio News. Watches and warnings have been posted in southwestern Mexico as Hurricane Carlos moves closer.
Carlos is expected to produce 2 to 4 inches of rain across the southwestern coast of Mexico through the next several days, with locally higher amounts around 6 inches possible.
That's hurricane specialist Michael Brennan, who says the storm is now less than 100 miles offshore. The Stanley Cup Finals return to Chicago Monday with the Blackhawks up 3-2. They beat the Lightning Saturday night 2-1. Coach Joel Quenneville says he expects the town to be electric.
I'm sure it'll be crazy over the next 2 days in town. The buzz will be off the charts and look forward to it.
Tampa's coach is John Cooper.
This is it. Now there's no margin for error.
Game 6 is Monday night in the Windy City. Actor Benedict Cumberbatch and his wife Sophie Hunter have a baby boy. A spokesman says the baby was born the day after the Sherlock actor was honored by Queen Elizabeth for his service to the performing arts. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.